Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 68. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration, and we're still staying on the letter R. And today I want to talk about race, and not like race in regards to like the color of people's skin, but more of things not necessarily being a race, but more of things being a marathon. Because life is a marathon, not a sprint. Endurance is the key to success. Sometimes we get caught up in thinking things are a race where it's a quick 100 meters, but the reality of it is that when you want to accomplish big things, everything is a marathon. It's a long distance run. So just think of all of the long distance runners that you see doing 4Ks and 5Ks at track meets. That's about endurance, and that's about maintaining your pace and doing things at the right pace also. So that's what I'm talking about with race and it not being a race with everything. A lot of this is long distance running and getting yourself to the finish line where you achieve the goals that you wanted to. Now, if you're trying to win a race now, your journey will take a big halt later on. And, you know, too many of us are trying to win so badly right now to prove to people we are great at what we do that we have to understand that this is all a marathon. And we should be understanding that whatever we are working on, when the time comes for everyone to know what we're about, it will be well worth the wait. And I say that because, you know, I create so much content that by the time people really realize, you know, all the work that I, you know, have, you know, been blessed to have done, people are going to be playing catch up. And I always think about that in my head. That's the fun part. And, you know, I look back at, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk. He's, you know, an entrepreneur and CEO and best-selling author, all that great stuff. And I think back to his story and how he went through this whole journey of getting to where he is now and how he spent years, you know, working and chugging away. And no one really knew who he was until his 30s. And by the time people figured out who he was, everyone was playing catch up and trying to, you know, go back and look at all of his content and all of the work that he has done to get to where he is. So that's, you know, him and I kind of relate in some ways in regards to our journey. So let's get back to the subject at hand. Now, you know, I've, you know, created a lot of content. You know, I've written plenty of books, posted to blogs, recorded a good amount of podcasts, and, you know, it'd be great if I got the results now, right? Or it would have been great if I got the results in year one when I published, like, I think 3 or 4 books. But, you know, it would be awesome if everyone knew who I was, right? And what would I do if everyone did know who I was? But there's a reason why I'm not there yet. Now, am I sure why? Well, not totally, but I know that, like I said, by the time people realize who I am, everyone is like, oh, okay, well, he's been around for quite some time, and why don't we know who he is, kind of thing. And this is why I implore all of you to think about what your goals are. Do you want the notoriety now and right away to where it may not last as long, or waiting and having the longevity in what you're doing and getting yourself to a place where it's going to last way longer than getting the quick results? I think of, since I'm an author, I'm going to use this example. I think of people who write like their first book and they achieve like bestseller status and, you know, they're, you know, all this notoriety is coming and they're all over the news and they're getting all these interviews and all that stuff. And I think to myself, okay, it's great that you're getting those results right now. But in my head, it's like, I hope the person is planning that next book or is planning to branch out with their brand and, you know, grow what they want to do, like get a website, do a blog or do a podcast or whatever it is, because, you know, when you achieve success like early on, you've got to think of what's next, because what you're doing now is not going to last forever, right? It's why so many, you know, great entrepreneurs and authors write multiple books, because they know that one book is not going to last forever. I think Gary Vaynerchuk is up to book number 5 or number 6 at this point, right? And I've seen like other authors, you know, that write spirituality like things and relationship stuff and, you know, finding yourself, but they're writing multiple books. And that's a wonderful thing, because now you're writing different content and writing it from different perspectives, and you're giving people opportunities to buy multiple books, not just one book. So for me, I think about, ooh, thank God I did not achieve success with The Struggles and Growth of a Man Part 1, because that would have just been pressure on me just to, you know, write the next book and get that, you know. So sometimes you got to be thankful that you're not successful right away. And I look at, you know, just so many people and their stories and how much they had to grind to get to where they are. And I think the grind is definitely worth it at the end of the day and in the long run. Now, you know, none of this is going to be easy at all. You know, the time that I'm putting into improving myself and standing out from the crowd is more crucial to me and how successful I'll be in the near future. So, no, I'm not where I want to be yet, but I know that I need to continue to work towards things and find new ways to really branch myself out. And let's just say that this year I have some things in the works where it's going to allow me to really branch out and really grow myself. And, you know, as I've said, you know, a few podcasts ago, you know, I had to redo my website like 4 times. I had to find a company that was going to work for me and was going to allow me to, you know, really be able to put everything on my website that I want, which was, you know, all of my standalone books, all of my books in my series, my podcast, which I'm, you know, pretty much talking on right now, my audio books, my clothing line, my blogs. Everything needed to be in one place, and it needed to be easy to find, maneuver, get through, and read and see. So, and also my YouTube page and all my other social media pages. So I wanted to have everything in one place. It makes it so much easier for people to find you and be able to, you know, find what they're looking for specifically. Some people just want to read my blogs. That's great. Some people want to watch my YouTube content. That's great. Some people just want to listen to my podcast. That's great too. So that's what, for me, it's about. It's the longevity. And I want you guys to really focus on the longevity aspect of anything that you're doing. Everything takes time. Think about, you know, going to school for something big as far as a career. To get to a place of being a doctor or a lawyer, it takes years. It takes all of this constant grind and hard work to get to where you want to be. It's the same thing with being an entrepreneur. It's the same thing with, you know, wanting to do stuff in art. You got to draw this or design this. It takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of dedication to it. It takes a lot of discipline. And that's what I want you guys to understand. Remember, we're in this together. And I want to see you guys succeed as bad as I want to succeed myself. I want you guys to succeed and really get to where you guys want to be also. It's not just about me. This is the reason why I do Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration. It's to push you guys to be great. It's to help you guys understand that I'm going through this journey as much as you guys are going through it too. And none of this is easy for me either. I've been grinding at this for years. And I understood early on that this was going to take quite a few years for me to get to where I want to be. So don't doubt yourself. Don't question whether you should stop, because the day you stop is the day you're going to wonder if tomorrow is the day that you're going to pretty much finish that marathon that you have been on. you like how I kind of correlate all that together, right? That's the goal. Win the marathon, not the race. And with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned for Book Insight Friday and all of the other content that I got coming your way. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.